As the first presidential caucuses and primaries take place in less than 3 weeks, Rudy Giuliani's status as the frontrunner for the Republican nomination is starting to slip. As Mike Huckabee continues to make dramatic gains in the polls, some of his support is coming at the expense of the former New York City mayor. So, trying to right his ship in the so-called firewall state of Florida Saturday, Giuliani spoke at the Tampa Convention Center.
What America needs in 2008 is a proven leader who will get things done. I've been tested, I'm ready, and the time is right now.
In his speech, Giuliani touched on education. He called the issue of school choice the civil rights issue of this era.
We'll empower parents, not government bureaucrats. Let the parents choose where their child goes to school. Who knows better? All children, rich and poor, middle class or otherwise, all children deserve a quality education, whether it's public, private, parochial, charter, or homeschool.
Much of Giuliani's appeal comes from his perceived toughness in the war on terrorism. But a key portion of Saturday's speech dealt with the U.S.'s frayed reputation overseas, particularly in the Middle East. Without mentioning the Bush administration by name, Giuliani said the U.S. should be known not for its militarism, but for its salesmanship.
When they think of us as a country that's militaristic, they're wrong. The essential nature of Americans is not war. Americans only go to war when they have to. And then, of course, we do it to win and to prevail and to be safe. So we do it in a determined way. But here's the essential nature of America and Americans. Here's what we really want to do with you all around the world. We want to sell you something. Right?
He said that the U.S. needed to win the war of ideas and ideals. And he said the U.S. should have more contact with those in the Middle East, not less.
There are a few people, and more than a few, but by no means anything close to a substantial proportion of people, that have perverted the thinking and turned it into a political ideology now of hatred and anger and viciousness and aggression. But that shouldn't stop us from reaching out to all of the rest of those people who have the same desires that we have.
In the past few weeks, Giuliani has seen his poll numbers go down, dogged by accusations that as mayor, he hid city-funded security expenses for his mistress and the indictment of his former police commissioner on corruption and tax fraud charges. But in one short sentence on Saturday, he addressed those issues.
If you're looking for perfection, you're not going to find it. Not in me, not in any candidate.
The theme of his address was American can-do spirit, and there was very little partisan sniping, except when it came to discussing health care.
The Democrats running for president seem to want a nanny state. They want to run your life from the cradle to the grave. But we don't want that kind of state. America is like a country that puts reliance on individuals, on people, what they can do, what they can accomplish. America is a country that works on initiative. And then we give people opportunity and help to have that initiative. But we don't try to direct their lives from the day they're born until the day they die.
Ronald Reagan is the patron saint of the Republican Party. Giuliani invoked his name several times, quoting him on the Cold War and saying how the U.S. would win the war on terror.
Ronald Reagan listened to them, paused the way he used to, put a little smile on his face, and when they were asking him how will it end, just had that little smile on his face, and he said, "They lose, we win."
In keeping with the optimistic nature of the address, Giuliani barely referenced one of the GOP's favorite issues of the campaign season, illegal immigration.
Where we've ended illegal immigration, where it has to be done, at the border. And also a country whose arms are wide open to people who come here legally and openly. We want them, we need them, we will accept them. And what we want them to do, if they want to become citizens, is meet all the requirements and then be able to read English, write English, and speak English.
The crowd at the Saturday morning event was not substantial or overly enthusiastic. Melissa Underwood from Clearwater describes why she likes Rudy.
I'm in support of, I think he's got a very strong stand on the terrorism issue, and that's my main issue. I want us to win this war.
The Sunshine State is known to be the home of many native New Yorkers. Palm Harbor citizen Jim Steiner is originally from Long Island and likes what Giuliani did in New York City.
He's cleaned up New York, and I did an excellent job, brought the morale, it'll please the firemen and just the people that live there. So now that he's running for president, I know he'll clean up Washington and take care of everything. It's just quality of life, you know. I mean, before he was there, I mean, New York City was just going down the tubes, and he cleaned it up and made it more family friendly, more tourist friendly, brought the economy back up in New York, and he's a good leader.